Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Why do we do this if we know it's not good for us? I want you to call in. I want you to text. Why do we keep doing things when we know it's not good for us? I came up with this topic. I was listening to the Adam and Jordana show. And at about 10:17 or so, the Adam part of the Adam and Jordana show, person I care for immensely, when David, a part of Quick Takes, mentioned nicotine pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And even Dave had a story today about nicotine pouches. Or did I just see it on my own, just how commonplace they are? And you admitted what? Go ahead and explain what you admitted.
I'm on them.
And I'm mad about it.
All right.
I'm mad because I care for you so much. I love you. And I know we've talked a number of times how you smoked. And eventually you realized, I can't keep doing this.
Yep.
And addictions, and that's what a lot of this is.
Yep.
Not always, because we can give other topics where we can debate whether it's an addiction or not, because sometimes people can be too dismissive of something when it can be an addiction, or others can use it as a cop-out.
Yeah.
But I know this. Quitting cigarettes, it's legitimately difficult for a lot of people. Some just stop, boom, they're okay.
And can I say that? It wasn't really difficult for me to quit smoking.
Well, you and another friend of mine in radio was talking right now on another radio station right now. Common told me the same thing. He's like, just one day, I just stopped, and I was working with him, and he just stopped.
Yeah.
And I know so many other people who've tried to stop, can't, try to stop, can't. Okay, so you know it's not good for you. You started off just one time where a buddy of yours
Had them, yeah. You know, having a beer, like, I'll try one. Yeah.
Right, and you didn't like the first one, right?
It was too much nicotine. So they have various levels of nicotine.
Okay.
And I'm on the lowest amount of nicotine you can take.
So did you end up going, after that time with your friend, did you go to the store and look for them?
I don't know if it was immediate, but yeah, I think I just one time at a gas station too, and then hey, there's the ones that you had. Yeah, I'll get a pack of those.
And were you thinking of the longer term implications of this, or were you saying, God, that was good. I enjoy it. I enjoy enjoyment, and so this felt good to me.
I honestly, it wasn't even that much thought to it. It was just like, yeah, like you hear people who have smoked for years, gave it up, and then one day they're at a gas station just like, yeah, give me a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that before.
How long ago was it?
Never. Like,
how long ago did you start?
6 months, maybe.
You've been doing this for 6 months?
Yeah.
Wow. When did Jen find out?
Pretty early on.
Pretty early.
Yeah.
What was her reaction?
Why? What are you, an idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah. And have you, since you started in the last 6 months, have you tried to stop?
Oh, yeah. There's been days. I've gone a couple days.
Couple days.
And not like a conscious effort to, okay, I am done, boom.
Right. Do you think this will be as easy as the cigarettes were in quitting, at least for you. Not for everybody, but for you.
I do, because there have been, like, there was a time when I started vaping, and I was vaping. And I, after a while, I just stopped doing it.
Okay.
It's just like, yeah.
So why haven't you stopped?
I don't know.
You know it's not good for you.
I don't know how bad it is for me.
You want to chime in on that comment? That's,
I mean, came out today, though, and said, my God, these nicotine patches are horrible for you.
Pouches, right?
Pouches.
Yeah.
I would stop immediately.
So you just need science to tell you this is not good for you. Because, can we just provide that right now to some level? The nicotine pouches are not good for you. You're 50.
Yeah.
You have a lot of great things in your life. Mm-hmm. This a
tremendous life.
Yes.
So why can't I have a vice?
But a vice is one thing. A vice that hurts your health is another thing. So, okay, why do we all do it? Like, Dave sees it all the time. I drink pop, and I should not. There's nothing decent, redeeming about it at all. But my father, in just parental unawareness, couldn't cook, couldn't boil water. When I would go with him, when I was living with my mother, honestly, I'm not exaggerating at all, he would get me like a 12 or a 24 pack of Pepsi and white bread, and this is on my children's lives. Here you go. Here's Pepsi
and bread
and white bread. Now, he also had Betty, who lived with him for a while, not relationship, but helped clean a little bit, and she had a falling out with the family, and so she would cook occasional things. Stouffer's.
Yeah.
You know, so
sure.
The food experience was not good, but that play, do I know better? Shouldn't do it. Let's say somebody with a relationship that has ended, and that relationship stays in your head, and you don't cut that off, or a job which physically maybe not good for you, emotionally is not good for you, and you keep doing it. There are a lot of things in life, and I'm not saying we should all look for just perfection and everything has to be just flawless in our personal life and our professional life and our food and we exercise just the right amount. But we all do this to some level.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we consume? Why do we search for things or participate in things that we know either in the short run or the long run are not good for us, but we can't stop?
Yeah. Well, that's the difference, too. It's one thing to know that in the long term something is bad for you, but I brought up the fact, too, that, like, I know if I eat a sub sandwich, I'm going to feel like crap.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the gluten, the bread, whatever it is.
Yep.
But even knowing that, I still, every once in a while, crave that sub, and I'm going to get a sub.
Do you think that's an addiction, or that's just enjoyment?
I think that's enjoyment.
I do, too. Dave, what about this topic? Addiction versus enjoyment. Because, okay, let's just use the Tiger example. When Tiger got caught, when he had one of the most bizarre, uncomfortable press conferences ever, and he was talking about a sex addiction. And I think it's legit. I've heard stories about people where I know it's true. I mean, a friend of mine told me about somebody who was literally masturbating about 100 times a day. Honestly. And that's an addiction.
Yeah.
Tiger, as much as I've thoroughly enjoyed Tiger in my life, for somebody who loves golf, and nobody's played better than him, I didn't buy it at the end because guess what? The addiction ended Sunday, and he was on the practice range Monday at Augusta.
Yeah, right.
That coincidence just threw it out the window for me right there.
You trade one addiction for the other.
Yeah. Oh, it just happened to work out that his sex addiction ended right there.
Good timing.
For his other vice. Addiction, enjoyment, and why we keep doing these things which are not good for us.
I don't think enjoyment is necessarily important for every addiction. I think it's more comfort.
I think they're separate things,
yeah, but
right?
I just mean comfort in knowing what you're doing, knowing what's going to happen. You know, you can be comfortable in a bad relationship mm-hmm. because it's familiar.
Yeah.
You know, in a job that you don't love or for whatever, you know, whatever situation. You can just, I think you often do it because, well, this is what I do.
Fear of the other side. Like a yeah. relationship, just to use that because that's a great example. Too many people stay in something that, let's use the buzzword now, toxic. Toxic. And other friends here might say, what are you doing? What is, why? And you may not have a great example. They may not see some of the happiness that you have. And some of it is what happens when I'm not in this relationship,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right? What happens when I don't do something else that's bringing me the enjoyment? And some of it, too, is I know better. You might think this is a problem for me. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much mind your business, but I have this under control when sometimes we don't have it under control. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's pause here, and I'd love feedback.
Can I make a correction, by the way? Because my wife is next. She says I've been on these nicotine patches for well over a year, that my memory was not correct.
Okay, well, now we know what it's doing to you. I mean, it also caused you to buy that ugly shirt.
No, I've had this shirt long before the nicotine.
Look at that shirt. Jeez, look at that shirt. I mean,
not a good shirt.
Look at that.
Not a great shirt. Wow. Seriously, Unreal is a good company. I suggested during the first part of Dumber that they have a test
one.
It's
a prototype.
Prototype yeah. that didn't work, and he went to the not prototype place.
you buy that shirt, you get a free bowl of soup, right?
Honestly. Why do we keep to? Why did Adam buy that shirt? Is he addicted to bad clothing?
Addicted
shirt
to bad options? Fashion.
There's no way your wife likes that shirt. No chance. Your wife is a sharp dress person. No way. She's just telling you that. And even if she texts you right now, I like that shirt. Deep down in her soul, she does not believe that. Why do we keep making these decisions which are not good for us? We know it, but we don't stop. 651-461-9226.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
State Fair Grandstand acts. We're playing their music today.
That's 100% correct.
Shoot, well done.
We finally completed the puzzle.
I thought it was Heat songs because that's
why I started with this one. Threw you off the scent.
Yeah. Kind of strange. You just was here.
Coming back. Can't get enough of us.
Right? Okay, so the Twins Friday, they play the Pirates, and it's Paul Skeens, right, and Joe Ryan. Mm-hmm. And then it's Nelly. It's the Twins and Pirates, right? Not exactly. We're going to get right back to the why do we keep doing this stuff. And they had 40,000. What's our guess? What percentage of that audience was there for Nelly?
50%.
50%. Dave?
42%.
So if it's Skeens, not Skeens and Ryan, do they still sell it out? No. I wondered how much.
See, I think they do still sell it out.
So in other words.
Yeah, Skeens, great pitcher, but it's not like it's Roger Clemens versus.
Yeah.
People just wanted to see Olivia Dunn.
And she was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going higher than 50%, honestly. Wow. The Pirates.
Why don't they do a concert every Friday night then?
Concerts
on a Tuesday.
I was going to text a high-level Twin source, la-di-da, good for me, and say, how much?
Harmon Killebrew.
Yeah, Harmon.
I'm still walking around.
Let's tell that John Williams story. Darren Ask, it's such a great. You know, John is such a nice guy. He's so talented. But every once in a while, John would give you such great material.
Yes. Fantastic.
Man, wouldn't this state be great if we had a great lake?
Yeah, right.
It just would be great if we had a great lake. That's John Williams. So good. All right, on the dopamine situation and why we do it. Dopamine hits. We're addicted to the pursuit of pleasure because it's so accessible these days. Do we think pleasure is more accessible in 2025 than it was 30 years ago, 1995?
No.
I don't.
Just in different forms.
Yeah, do you?
Yes, I do.
You really do?
Yes, we carry it around in our pocket.
Oh, just because the phone is just right there?
Yes.
But didn't we find other ways to be satisfied in our different pursuits?
You had to work for it a little bit.
You think we did? It's fair.
I think now every time you think you're bored, even if you're not actually bored, you pull out the phone and.
Somebody wants to know if you enjoy the nicotine pouches. Well, that's got to be yes, right?
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part, you do, and you're doing these things that are not good for you, and you still. They're just okay.
No, okay. God, get off of me.
Yeah, no.
Jeez.
Relax, Chad. You're not his dad. No,
Dad?
I might be. I wanted to tell you. I was very active as a 10-year-old. You saw that chemistry between you and me.
I know. Undeniable.
I did go to his mom and say, when are we going to start dating? She didn't say no.
Oh, boy.
She did not say no. It's like being overweight. I know it's really bad for me, but I can't do what I need to do to lose weight. I was able to quit smoking, but losing weight seems impossible. That's another situation, right? Where, and again, on weight, and there's a really interesting story in Washington Post today, which we might get to on weight. Some people, it's a lot easier than others, right? And there's a lot of generalizing. But for some, it's in their wheelhouse, and they still don't do it. Chad, just imagine the level of intellect and perspective you'd possess if you actually would have been fed properly growing up. Love the show. Oh, my God.
So it's just the white bread and nothing else?
Honestly, my father had no idea what to do a lot of times. Now, when my mother bolted when I was 12 and then I moved, or he moved in with me because we stayed in the same house, then he branched out a little bit more. But no, I mean, he would have no, you know, I was only with him like, I think a lot of people don't know this because they just associate with us so much. Yeah. But until I was 12, I was probably dealing with them 10-15%. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, we were at a game. And more often than not, he would take me to places where I shouldn't be. Like when you were talking yesterday about you and Siggy at the game, I so rarely brought my kids to sporting events. So rarely. And that was a reflection of how my father brought me all the time. He would put me in press boxes. Yeah. He would put me in clubhouses. That's why Ricey kind of gives me crap for being a brat a little bit. I probably was to a certain degree, but I think he assumed that because I was just in those places. Yeah. I never wanted to be there. I was just shrinking, like, get me out of here. And there'd be reporters I would hear would be so mad because my father was just very self-entitled.
Yeah.
And he just thought he could bring his kid there, and I did not want to be there. In my experience, the nicotine pouches are more dangerous than the other products. I chewed tobaccos for years, but never did around the family and work. Nicotine pouches, on the other hand, you can enjoy anytime you want, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the appeal, right? People continue to engage in unhealthy behavior as long as there isn't a major health setback. People smoke until they get cancer, eat sweets until they get diabetes, because people always believe they will quit tomorrow or down the road before things get real. There's plenty of truth in that for all of us. In, again, I'm needling you because I care for you so much, but this is not you. It's all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave, do you think there's anybody listening right now can honestly say right now, there isn't one thing I'm doing in some aspect of my life where I know it's not the right thing, and I shouldn't do it, but I keep doing it?
No, of course not.
Right?
I mean, it's so much easier if we're talking about diet or just not exercising as much as we should. Yeah, it's the easy way to do it.
Well, I mean, think about alcohol and how many people. I mean, there are people that do it, just say, well, you know, I realize it's not a healthy thing to do, and I'm just going to give it up. But more often than not, it's people who alcohol suddenly has impacted their life in a permanently changing way. And that's when they say, I can't do it anymore.
Why do people ride motorcycles with no helmets? Way safer with one on. Illegal to ride with no helmets in many states. Again, what we've talked with three of us all. They say it's I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And they take that risk. Chad, I lost 50 pounds, but just eating ketchup and nothing else. Nah, just kidding. By the way, did your father hate ketchup? I don't remember. My eating habits and my father's eating habits are about the exact opposite. Yeah. We did not eat a lot alike. All right, we got ass next. Should we do all Indonesia since we got this big tariff announcement with Indonesia?
Who knows more about Indonesia than I do?
I don't know a lot about Indonesia, but good. Let's get an agreement. That sounds very nice. Let's go with texts and calls for Ask Adam Anything. How drunk was he when he bought this shirt from Unreal? Was he overdosing on nicotine pouches at the time? No, let's have some fun. I have some things written down, but it's more enjoyable when you chime in. Let's get a lot of texts coming in. 651-461-9226.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Picking up on the Aquarius ad, hot chocolate made with water? It should only be made with milk. Same with tomato soup. That's your next topic. Now, I am a hot chocolate connoisseur.
Yeah.
Okay, I prefer it with milk, but there are people who have it with water. Mm-hmm. How about, what kind of tomato soup are there?
Just straight up Campbell's tomato soup. And I used to be milk only, but when I transitioned to water. And
Is that a difficult transition? We've talked about these transitions. Yeah, how is that?
I'm okay with it.
Straight up Campbell soup.
I don't mind. I
love even it. Now, straight up?
Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese. Let's go.
Yeah. Dave?
Some shredded cheese in the Campbell's soup.
How much cheese do you need in this comic?
A lot of cheese.
Love the cheese.
Big dairy. Bound up. Bind me up.
Well, Susie, we were needling Susie last week. She said her favorite soup of all is tomato. And I said, let's get a little zip going. We did mention you in Costco, or the chicken tortilla.
That's right.
My favorite is chicken tortilla. I didn't go through all of it, Dave. Do you have the Costco info in here?
Oh, I can find it here. Pull it up.
Yeah.
It was a food experts tasted the, it's like the 20 options that Costco always has, ready-made food.
Yep.
And these are experts,
sure.
Adam. Experts in the
mm-hmm.
field. And they listed the top five. These are the five that are really worth the, you know, the bang for your buck. These are the good ones. Chicken tortilla soup down on the list.
Chicken tortilla
soup. Didn't make the cut. Huh?
Did not make the cut.
Well, it's not always available. Is that a difference? Is these ones that are always? And are they talking about the things you get at the Costco cafe?
No, within the store.
Oh, within the store.
Yes.
Okay.
In when we traveled to the Western White House, that was our go-to place, just like
Costco,
it is a lot here.
Yeah.
No chicken tortilla soup.
Too hot, though, there. The winter item.
It was like 60. Okay.
And it's,
too hot?
I don't think chicken tortilla is big in the Southwest.
That's hot.
Is there a big Tex-Mex?
More of an Alaskan dish.
Yeah, right. Adam, if you can only fit one of these on your life raft, who are you choosing to save? Big Lou... The new voice guy or anti-Semitic Elmo? I said yesterday that if you're going to have a character who's just going to say absolute filth, I think Elmo's my guy to pick.
One up there, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anti-Semitic Elmo. He was on a tear this week.
Yes.
Oh.
Reminds me, years ago they had a Bert. Like there was a evil Bert website where it was Bert of Bert and Ernie.
Yes, he got the eyebrows going.
Yes, and where he was in various evil locations. He was with Bin Laden.
Yes.
And not only there was a picture of him by Bin Laden, but that got used like in an anti-American protest. So they showed a guy holding a sign, Death to America, with Bin Laden and Bert on the photo.
Oh, my God. okay, so Big Lou... New voice guy.
He's provided us with tremendous back and forth with our texts.
My God, these folks, and I really, really appreciate that you're listening, but calm down about new voice guy.
Today somebody texted about that he's too authoritative, just analyzing what this
his personal characteristics.
Yes.
He beats his wife.
Yes.
I mean, can we just calm down on Big Voice Guy? Although, here's the other thing where we're both, all three of us are frauds. I overanalyze everything in life.
Yeah,
you know? So now I'm kind of okay with Big Voice Guy, so I'm telling people to calm down. I do think you nailed it the other day. We just need to just experience it for a couple weeks.
Right.
Most of you then are going to be fine, but if then, after a couple weeks...
A year from now, you're still upset about it.
If you're upset in a couple weeks, keep texting us that, you know, new voice guy, dead to me. 651-461-9226. Ask Adam anything. Adam, if the GOP is represented by an elephant and the DFL by a donkey, what animal should represent the new American Party?
I mean... Bald eagle's too easy.
I would think ketamine. I mean, with Elon's drug choices. yeah, it's got to be something really. I mean, we're so American.
Yeah.
Bald eagle might be it, right?
Yeah.
How about the old Minnesota flag since, you know, woke Minnesota took away the greatest state flag ever.
Everybody loved it.
And now you're willing to let any city or any municipality
fly it away.
Fly
whatever
any
you want.
Whatever flag they want.
Pick a different state. Just fly a different state.
Okay, I mean, How about the Confederate flag? Can they do that one, too?
That's Dave tried to back me into that corner yesterday.
He's correct, too, because you can't let every city and municipality just decide what they're going to do. Here's a good one. Were the Beatles led by John or were they led by Paul? And you can't say combo. That's out. Not allowed. Dead to us.
Oh, this is was it? I think it was more Paul's band.
How come?
Watching the Peter Jackson.
Yeah, very good.
Which was very good. I think we often assume that Paul is just kind of happy-go-lucky, bing-a-bing-a-bang-a-doo. You know, that was my Dana Carvey doing Paul McCartney.
Bing-a-bang-a-doo.
Oh, this and a that, a ding-a-ling-a-bing-a-dong. Like he was just, you know, and John was the serious one. I think Paul, Paul was much more.
I think you're right. I think Paul was the coalescer.
Yeah.
That John kind of viewed himself smarter than everybody at times and clearly was very smart. But Paul was kind of banging at it over and over and over again. Whereas John might have been a little more moody.
Yep, for sure.
So Paul was there. Can I get here a little more, Paul?
Well, I'd be writing the songs, and John would be over there going, wicka-dicka-dacka-doo, like, whoa, what are you doing?
Wicked-dicka.
We're the Beatles.
Yeah. Are you going? Are you going
to
be there?
I don't have any plans to.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find my wallet.
How much of the first concert do you remember?
I remember a significant amount of it.
Have we told that story much lately? Somebody put something in a drink.
I thought so.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt because you were at some soccer event.
Yeah, it was the at TCF Bank Stadium.
Right. And then you came over and we were with Kieran and my buddy Kevin.
Yeah.
And I saw you. We met at OD's. I saw you walking over and I right away said, something is off.
Right.
And you were just not quite the same the whole day.
And I was with a friend of mine who was a very, like, straight arrow kind of guy, and he was way out there, too.
So yeah. That happened to me once, too. This one was dating Jen at Birch Steakhouse. Great place.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember it where we're there, had a drink, had some appetizer, and the next thing I know, it's 6 o'clock, and we're back at her place, and I'm like, "What happened?" And she's like, "I've never seen you like that. I don't know what was going on." So that's the dangerous situation. And then you were bumping your knee a lot. So Kent Youngblood, who was just recently retired from the Star Tribune, and he and his wife were in front of us. He was not happy with you.
Kent, I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to explain, and then I thought they were overreacting a little bit. But he was great, and then I went to the Target Center show a couple years later. What is the lowest number you think to get in the building for that show?
Target Center?
No,
for the U.S. Bank.
200-something?
I was going to say 225.
That's about as low as it's going to get. Dave, can we look? Is it up there somewhere?
See what we got.
Why don't we see if we can find it? Keep the questions coming for Ask Adam anything. Maybe you've been roofied. Maybe you want to share a roofie story. 651-461-9226. Most of the time, when you need your insurance person, car insurance, home insurance, something's happened to family, something's happened to a kid, something's happened to you, you know, significant other, it's not a good situation. So you need somebody who you know you can count on, who is reliable, who has great experience, and I have that 1,000% with Amber Scholl. This agency itself, and it's an American family, so it's not like just, hey, Amber's just got her and two people and they're making it up. No, it's backed by American family, a great, great company. When I came back in 1990, I'd been a part of this, even when I went away from school and went down to Orlando and bounced around the country a little bit. This office has been my office for 35 years. Amber's been with the office for 15 years, and she's made it even better. TeamScholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And we're really pleased about the initial feedback because it's just worth going online and talking to Amber, a member of the team, and maybe you're going to compare what you have with your car insurance, what you have with the home insurance, and you're going to say, Amber, thanks, or somebody else on the team, thanks. I'm in a better spot. Fine. But guess what? They've been at this for a long time. They have the back of the American family. I think you're going to be in a better spot. It's absolutely worth just a little bit of time online, getting the phone call, and exchanging some information and just finding out. Who doesn't want to save money and feel better about something potentially damaging happened to your home or car? TeamShoal.com. We'll get to calls in a second. Let's get you a few more texts. What happened to Jerry Peterson's voice?
I don't know. He's got the cold, but it's been over a week.
Oh, really?
He's got the low voice.
That's what I'm prepping. It has zero to do with Vanita. I just don't hear the mornings, you know, so. Let's see. Somebody says, I paid $129 plus fees this morning and got McCartney tickets. Really?
Wow.
You can get in for $129? That stuns me. Are you on the roof? I mean, are you at a U.S. Bank branch? Is that what?
You're like the guy who protested who's like rappelled from the roof that one year?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Josh asked this question. Are you more a bevy or a plethora guy?
I'm plethora.
Yeah. Hi, does Jason make more money at CCO Radio than he did at TV? I don't know. Do you have access to his W-2s and all that? I mean, Adam, is Donald Trump orange all over just from the neck up?
Just from the neck up.
What is Adam's favorite sports team?
Minnesota Twins.
Yeah. Figured you'd have that one right away.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you could choose to be only called one thing for the rest of your life, what are you choosing? Pal, big guy, buddy. Those are your options. Pal.
Pal. Big those are my
guy.
Only options.
That's it.
I can't go with
Jen. Even moments of passion. Pal. Pal.
I think you want big guy in those moments.
I think you probably do. Probably not buddy. It's a tough one.
But for just casual, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mike is called in. Mike, always a pleasure to hear from you. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, fellas. Say, Adam, do you think you could get the new big voice guy to work in the phrase frozen tundra wherever he can?
The wind was a raider. The autumn wind was a raider.
Yeah, we should make. Well, he's probably too expensive for us to get him to do some really, really troubling. Yes. Can we get him to do the Elmo anti Semitic comments?
Just read these tweets.
Peep them all out.
Oh, I like the big voice guy.
Thank you. Good. You're a loyal guy, Mike. We appreciate that.
No, I was pissed off for the first few days, but I've come around.
All right. You're also an honest guy.
Yeah,
right. Tried to run him over. Thank you, Mike. This person from McCartney says $129, $323 row 9. $129.
Yeah, so that's upper level, row 9. Yep.
Kind of towards the back, it'd be away from the stage.
Yeah.
A little bit more towards the corner.
Be tough if it was behind the stage, might explain.
I just mean not on the sides. It's on the far end from where the stage is at.
Adam, if you could eliminate any of the All-Star games, which one would you pick?
What do they even do in the NFL anymore? Is it just a skills competition?
Yeah. Yeah. They got rid of the game.
Yeah.
Right.
What are we doing? We're good with the
what
NFL.
Are we doing? I mean, the baseball is the only one that says a facsimile of the sport.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the basketball thing is a joke.
And hockey one does the four nations now, though, right?
I mean, No. Well, they did it one time. Oh. I don't think they're going to do that every time. Okay. I mean, think of it. Now, the comeback would be, you know, the guys who got hurt, the Bruins, who's their great defenseman, the right-handed defenseman?
McAvoy?
Yeah. So he got ruined, right? And then Kachuk tore off what muscle was torn off the bone? It was his pelvis or something, crazy. But they still won the title.
Yeah. Right.
Guy played with his pelvic muscle just dangling right there. I got toe issues and I can barely function. You know, David has called in. David, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi guys, thanks. Hey Adam, I've heard you talk about guitar playing once in a while. Can you tell me what your genre is you like to play, and what type of guitar, what brand of guitar do you own? And if you could pick a guitar, what guitar would you?
Oh.
What would be your all-time choice of guitar?
A lot of goth, right?
Yeah, no. Mostly it's country slash alternative country usually is what I like to play.
Okay.
I do have an electric guitar. It's just an Epiphone Les Paul knockoff that I do play a little Fish on that, just some riffs. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I have a Martin. I don't know the specific model of the Martin I have, but ideally like a Martin, like I can't remember the model number.
The model number.
Yeah. But Martin.
Give me the price range. That'll help me. Do you know what it's worth?
Are you going to buy me a guitar, Dave?
Oh, maybe he's going to buy your guitar.
Oh. The Martin I got.
Or he stole your guitar and he's trying to get.
I want to say it was in the neighborhood of $1,100.
Yeah.
But ideally, right. like a 56 Les Paul Gibson would be just. I would
good
be
way
a
to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, David. Yeah. Excellent. Abductor muscle.
Yeah.
For Kachuk. Yeah. Base price, Texter says, for McCartney in Chicago, $623 for the worst seats.
Is he at the Soldier Field?
It's got to be somewhere outside, right? But there's not many big venues,
right? No, he's been
right?
playing like some smaller arena shows, too.
Arena shows, yeah. Yeah, which would be so much better. All right, sir. Go home and, as Craig's, as Kevin Garnett once told Craig Sager, burn that shirt.
Burn that shirt.
Burn that shirt. Hauser on Governor Walz and the lawyer fees not going away, and also the Nicole Mitchell trial.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.